Hi everyone, it's 11:48 p.m. Sunday, January 22, 2006. This is Jem and you're listening to the Misadventures in Taiwan podcast. There was something I forgot to mention in my podcast a few days ago, and it was this. Over the New Year, over New Year's Eve, I mean, and the week after, the first week of January 2006, there was a rash of stabbings, yeah, all over Taiwan. Well, yeah. So, okay, the first event occurred, like, around New Year's Eve, or, no, I think it was a week before New Year's Eve, in Kaohsiung, a guy jilted by his girlfriend, and, I don't know, I suppose he went crazy or something, or he was just mad at women. He went around, well, he stabbed one woman before he was caught. He used, like, a really sharp, it wasn't a knife, it was, okay, it was a tool, an implement that looks kind of like a screwdriver, except the other end is like this really super sharp point. Yeah. So anyway, so he stabbed the woman, like, stabbed, and, well, the woman was hurt, and, but I think she was able to, like, tell the cops about it. And, well, the guy was caught. That is pretty scary, though, and that is not the scary part, because a week after, around New Year's Eve, my friend who lives in Tainan City, she went home for the holidays, right? No, she didn't. She went home because it was weekend. Yeah, because, well, you know, many people here, they don't really celebrate, especially in the South, they don't celebrate, like, the regular New Year. They just celebrate Chinese New Year, which is coming up. But anyway, so, and during that weekend, like, the December 31 to January 1 weekend, she said that there was another stabbing, and that one was a copycat stabbing in Tainan City. It was also by a guy. Reasons weren't given as to why he committed the crime, but he did. So there was this girl, she was riding her scooter on the way home from work. This is the thing, that was the copycat stabbing, I mean, that happened in Tainan after, maybe 1 week after the thing in Kaohsiung. So this girl, she was riding her scooter, and then this guy just came out of nowhere using the same sharp implement I told you about, and he stabbed her. And the incident in Tainan was much more grave, because the girl died. Yeah, the girl died. So anyway, this was in the news and TV, but I haven't been able to find an internet source about it. But if you guys know, I don't know, Chinese and could type about it, I mean, could type Chinese, you could, like, search for it on Google. Just, this event happened, like, the last 2 weeks, and the last 2 weeks of December 2005, and the first week of January 2006. So I'm just, like, talking about this because in case somebody listens to this, like, 5 years from now and wants to research on it, at least, you know, you guys know, right? So anyway, moving on. So after that event, after New Year's, after January 1, during the first week of January 2006, another stabbing event occurred. This time it was in Taipei. So from Kaohsiung, it moved up a bit north to Tainan, and then it went really way up north to the northern part of Taiwan. And a girl, she was leaving an MRT station. MRT is like one of those metros, except it's like not a subway and it's like above ground. So anyway, what is I saying? A girl, she was leaving the MRT, and then a guy approached her. No, it wasn't a girl, it was a guy. I'm sorry. Then it wasn't the news. But this, the guy, I mean, he was hurt, obviously, but he didn't die or anything. So a guy was, like, leaving the MRT, and then he said that another guy, just approached him and asked him something like, "Hey, buddy, what's the time?" or something. What's the time? And so he would, or he was asking for, like, directions or something. And the guy who just left the MRT, he was a student, like, probably in his 20s or late teens, and he answered, he was, like, chatting with the guy, and he suddenly felt like somebody, like clapped him in the back or something really hard, and it was only then that he realized that the guy was, like, stabbing him, and so he ran away, and he was all bloody, but he was able to, like, you know, to get to a hospital, and I saw him talking, like, in the news and TV, so, yeah, he was well. So the only, and this one was also a copycat stabbing. The guy used the same sharp tool, and I think he also admitted to, like, copying the crazy guy's, like, stabbing crime in Kaohsiung, like, 2 weeks prior. So it was, like, pretty weird. So that was what happened over, like, the New Year. And the only, I mean, one person died, so the one in Taiwan, but the one in Kaohsiung and Tainan didn't die. The one in Kaohsiung and Taipei didn't die. The one in Tainan died. the one, the victim in the, both victims in Tainan and Kaohsiung were like women, and the victim in Taipei was a guy. So anyway, so next topic, there's this news article I saw. Well, this was like, what, 2 weeks ago, I think? Yeah, I forgot, but this was like 2 weeks ago, or 1 week ago. I'll put up the photo of the news article. I took a photo of the newspaper in the blog post that will contain this podcast, so just like check it out. So anyway, what's the topic? It's called Taiwanese soaps need protection, and I'm talking about like soap operas, not like soap you wash your body with when you take a shower. So anyway, there's this thing going around that some legislators want to make a law saying that you shouldn't, that for local channels not to play foreign soaps during prime time. By foreign soaps, they usually mean Japanese or Korean soaps, because nobody really watches, like, I don't know, Dynasty. No, Dynasty's like dead, so like things like The Bold and the Beautiful or whatever here in, I mean, well, they have it on Star TV, that's cable, but I mean, that's, but yeah, people don't like watch American soaps on local TV. They usually import foreign and Japanese soaps, but yeah, there are like other, soap operas from other countries like on cable, but I think the legislators were talking about like, you know, that on the local channels. So anyway, they were saying that so I'll just read the article, because like I'm kind of like, the government information office on Tuesday raised the possibility of banning foreign soap operas from primetime television. Like I said, foreign soap operas meaning Japanese or Korean soaps, because that's what people here usually watch. Japanese or Korean soaps dubbed in Chinese or in the original language but with Chinese subtitles. So anyway, continuing with the news article, although a final decision has not been made, this announcement has invited a lot of criticism from fans of foreign soap operas. From a free market perspective, banning foreign soap operas from primetime television might not be an optimal idea for pleasing the general public. But the question is whether locally produced soap operas are ready for free market competition. Blah, 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 blah. So anyway, yeah, there's this thing going around. I don't know. I'm not really, the writer of this editorial is in favor of banning foreign soaps just for primetime, of course, so that Taiwanese soaps can flourish. But you know, I'm not in favor of this or that, but I'm like thinking those Japanese and Korean soaps are pretty crappy anyway, so if you ban it, it's not like you lose anything, haha. Well, you know, okay, I'm sure a lot of people are like gonna like hate me for that, because like they're gonna say, no, of course not, you know, they're like really cool, you know, whatever. Okay, Japanese soaps are okay, but I really hate like Korean soaps, because like every other episode has someone hospitalized and everybody slaps each other and things, and it's kind of repetitive and things. So anyway, that's just like, I was just like informing you guys. I'm not really taking a stand or anything. And then next, there's this new rap band or whatever. It's kind of like a band because they play rock music, but it's like a group or something, I don't know, called Fort Minor. Their music is really annoying, because I heard some of their raps like in my friend's room, and it's really terrible. Okay, I really don't know what's happening to like music or youngsters nowadays. So Fort Minor, it's really terrible, so don't listen to it. Okay, I'm sorry for like kind of sounding dead today. I'm busy packing because I'm going back home for the Chinese New Year, and I'll be back like, you know, third week of February, and I'll just make a new podcast then. Maybe in a week or so, I will post my end of term animation, and then another video that I edited like a month ago on like night markets here in like the little province I study at. Okay, so just watch out for them. I already uploaded them and stuff. I'll just like post them then in my blog. So just watch out for it. I mean, you don't have to like go to my blog, because it'll like automatically download if you subscribe to me in iTunes. So anyway, just like informing you guys. I might not be able to podcast though, like a real podcast with me talking, aside from these two videos that's actually already like online, because I don't have like a fast internet connection at home. I just like have a, you know, 56 kbps modem, and I'll see you guys then on what, third week of February. Okay, oh yeah, one more thing I forgot about it. There's this other Taiwanese podcast, because like a lot of people, four people actually, I think, or three people have written me, or four people before in the past, like if I know any other podcasts like revolving around Taiwan. And there's, I think I already like reply to you guys, there's one called legup.blogspot.com. Leg up is like leg, like your legs, and then legup.blogspot.com. And there's a new one. It's called What's Up in Taiwan. It's yeah. So anyway, so there's a new one. I can't memorize the link right now. So I'll just put the link in the blog post that'll contain this podcast. Or you can search for like What's Up in Taiwan podcast on Google and just enclose What's Up in Taiwan like in quotation marks. So anyway, that's a new like English language podcast in Taiwan. If you guys are interested, because like people sometimes ask me about it. So anyway, that's it. I have a happy Chinese New Year, everyone, and bye.